The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then how can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. So there are two words I've never really said in church before, and I always thought it would be interesting to have this kind of experiment. And those two words are, "Hey Siri." And my wife just came on. What do you want to know, right? It's one of those things that I think we live this reality in our world today. We've got so much information right at our fingertips that we never had before.
"I couldn't find my wife. Just came on in your Apple Music library. You can ask me to play a radio station or ask for your music."
That's amazing. We have such technology that our... Okay, all right. Shut up, Siri. Okay, she's gone. But I sometimes forget to ask Siri when I need to know something. And so I asked her, as I was preparing this homily, I said, "How long can a person live in the desert?" And her always intelligent response was, "In extreme heat, an adult can lose almost half a gallon of water through sweat alone. Without water, dehydration can set in within an hour in severe heat. Physical exertion without water in extreme heat can lead to death within a few hours." So in the first reading today, Elijah goes on a journey in the desert for a whole day. And at the end of the day, he begins to pray for death, saying, "Enough, Lord, take my life. I am no better than my father's." But I want to put this moment into context in the life of Elijah. There was a severe famine in Samaria, which was the middle kingdom between Galilee in the north and Judah and Jerusalem to the south. The Israelites had forsaken God's covenant and become idolaters of the god Baal. Elijah had killed the prophets of the Lord when he called them out. And this is how he is in trouble with Jezebel, now the wife, to have him hunted down and killed. Elijah challenged Ahab and 450 priests of Baal to a duel on Mount Carmel when he taunted Baal and called upon the Lord to send fire upon his offering. Not only the two bulls, but the 12 stones, one for each of the sons of Jacob, with which he built an altar, the 12 jars of water which filled the trench he dug around the altar. Baal didn't respond, and the Lord's fire came down and devoured all of it. Then Elijah had the 450 prophets seized, and according to the previous chapter in the book of Kings, he slaughtered them himself. The famine ended as the rains came down upon his offering. Jezebel was furious, and Elijah fled into the desert. And this is where today's story picks up. Even though Elijah had himself personally seen the power of the Lord, and that he had done exactly as the Lord had commanded, he expected to die there after one day's journey into the wilderness toward the city of Beersheba in the Negev desert of Judah to the south. Abraham established a city, and both he and Isaac had dug wells there and established peace treaties with the king Abimelech. Isaac built an altar there, and it is the place where Jacob wrestled with the Lord after dreaming about the stairway to heaven. It was a place of deep encounter for the recent generations of God's people, another place of encounter. And it is there that Elijah prays, "Lord, take my life." The messenger appears and twice awakens him and commands him to eat and drink and start the journey to Horeb, the Israelite name for Mount Sinai, the same mountain where Moses encountered the Lord. So Elijah walks 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, strengthened by this food. It is here that Elijah then encounters the Lord himself, not in the strong and violent wind, not in the earthquake, not in the fire, but in a light, silent sound, a whisper. Then the Lord gives him his next assignment to anoint the next king, David, and then he calls Elisha to succeed him. Central to the success of this plan is the nourishment, the cake and the water, that the Lord provides so that his plan could be accomplished through Elijah. The moment that Elijah felt he had nothing left to give and that it was time for him to die, the Lord made the impossible possible. You and I have also received all that we need for the journey, especially in the food that we receive here at this table. But this food is for more than the fullness signified by 40 days and 40 nights. This food is for eternity. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, Jesus says. I am the bread that comes down from heaven. Like the people at the time who were listening, we can sometimes doubt. Jesus can become too familiar, a concept in our life of faith, and we can lose the point entirely. Jesus is not a concept. Eucharist is not a thing. It is a person. That person desires that we encounter him in the same way as Abraham, Isaac, Moses, and Elijah. The encounter is what brings power. They shall be taught by God himself, by the Father who sent him, the same Father who draws us into the relationship so that we might believe and have eternal life. Unlike our ancestors who ate manna in the desert and still died, you may eat this bread and not die. Jesus says, "I am the living bread, and the bread that I give is my flesh for the life of the world." There can be no question about the clarity of these words. We must be clear also that the food given to us is not just so that we might not perish in the desert, but that we also must get up and go where the Lord is calling us, first to relationship with him, and then in service to his people.